The Game and T.I., some drama with the LAPD after being in a club, a supper club in L.A. early yesterday. What happened was they had mutual acquaintances, and they were denied entrance to supper clubs. So then a member of that group decided to punch a security guard. Security guard beat down two people. There was bloodshed. Full video on TMZ and Worldstar. It's pretty violent. Gross.
Wow. Okay.
The kid claimed to be Jay-Z's break baby. Media Takeout says he moved down the street from Jay-Z and Beyonce. So maybe he is the break baby.
You think?
Or maybe he's just chasing them.
How old is he?
I don't know.
About 32?
Oh, man.
Is that the one from back in the day from the island?
Mm-hmm.
That one, wow. that one did look like him, but
he did.
Then again, I mean, there's a lot of people that look like Salamanders. I mean, just keep it real.
I guess so.
Okay. Camels.
In Ratchet Reality News, the preview for The Real Housewife of Atlanta, Candy and Todd's wedding show, was released, and it looks like it's going to be ratchet. Mama Joyce was caught saying that Todd was raised by a prostitute and a pimp.
Wow.
Yeah, said it with Todd's parents present.
Nice.
I can't wait to watch that. Plus, don't call it a comeback. Former Real Housewife of Atlanta, Cherie Whitfield, was spotted filming scenes for Candy's spinoff, but then she was on Instagram pictures with Derek J and Miss Lawrence from Fashion Queens, and rumor has it that she's going to be reintroduced as a housewife and will be replacing either Portia or Kenya.
Wow, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah. She ain't got nothing popping.
Yeah. It was a battle of the booty in Paris. Serena Williams might be a bridesmaid for Kim Kardashian. She was there helping her plan her wedding.
All right.
Young Money Cash Money is being sued for $600,000 by one of their former teen hip-hop groups. This group, it was a bunch of kids. They said that the label skipped out on paying them in advance, and then they worked so hard to turn in their album, and then Birdman said, "We're not working with you anymore."
Wow. Guys, that album must have sucked.
But this is something that
happens. Can't they fix it?
Allegedly all the time with them. So.
It was hot.
Did it happen to you? You were rapping, Albert? And
yeah.
Happened to you?
Nah, but my joint went gold.
Yeah.
It did?
Yes, it did.
Okay, in music that actually went successful, CeeLo. He was supposed to have the Happy song before Pharrell. He actually recorded
Pharrell it. Offered it to him.
Yes. He actually recorded the song, but then someone from CeeLo's camp said they had bigger fish to fry.
Oh, to keep it real, though, CeeLo would have sang it better.
Oh, he would have crushed it.
He would have crushed it. Because I could hear him do that.
And it's like F you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, and then just to like throw salt on the wound, Pharrell is taking his place on The Voice.
Wow. See what happens when you get involved in a legend, you know, giving somebody some... Mollies or something without them knowing about it. I mean,
it's just career goes downhill from there.
Yeah.
NWA movie still looking for people to play Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, and Eazy-E. Michael B. Jordan can't help them out because he's working on the Fantastic Four movie. Tonight on TV, the first iHeartRadio Music Awards, and they're going to release the unreleased song from Michael Jackson. Plus, there's going to be performances by Pharrell, Ariana Grande, and Rihanna's up for an award. And tonight, the hilarious Ricky Smiley TV show will be on TV One. Don't want to miss that. I'm Britt. That's your Hot Off the Wire. Tweet me what I missed at @TooPrettyBritty and @RussParshow.
Thank you, girl.